Jerry Bader Show, 1024. All right, nobody else wants to talk about Bob Costas. I still find it rather amazing that NBC is not more worried about alienating what is maybe half of its audience. I do find that rather interesting. Let's see. All right, then what do I want to move ahead here? Okay, we're gonna do the pod update after 10:30, right? So we're gonna do that about 10:45. So let me set that right over here. Let me tackle these two things then. Mentioned this earlier in the show. U.S. economy adds 113 jobs. That's an underperformance. Unemployment rate at 6.6%. The American economy added 113 jobs in January. Disappointing showing. That's likely to spur fears, writes the New York Times, that the labor market is poised for yet another slowdown. Before the report from the Labor Department on Friday morning, economists have been looking for the economy to gain 180,000 positions last month. But after an extraordinarily weak showing for hiring in December, some experts are concerned that weakness is carrying into 2014 and signaling a broader loss of momentum in the economy. The unemployment rate in January was 6.6%, compared with 6.7% in December, while some other economic figures have suggested strength in the economy recently, especially the robust rate of growth in the U.S. in the second half of 2013. The labor market has been healing more slowly. Still, in the fall, there had been enough of a pickup in hiring to persuade the Fed in December to gradually begin scaling back its stimulus efforts. With the January report substantially weaker than expected, that call is looking increasingly premature. I want to talk about that. Yes, it is. Because the economy has not come along with the artificial stimulation of that policy. The stimulus efforts are easy money, which has been propping up the stock market. As that money is being eased away, the stock market dropped precipitously. It was up about 185 yesterday. It's dancing around all over the place today. Just kind of a little better than flat today. But prior to the last couple of days, have been down 7.3% to start the new year. This isn't a coincidence. It coincided, I suppose you could say it coincided with the weaning of the easy money. That's what happened. And the reality that the economy is nowhere near healthy enough to support a stock market of this magnitude on its own, which is what I've been saying all along. Here's the thing with liberals, and I'm debating liberal over this. They still won't admit that. Put it back on Fox News, Jason. They still won't admit that. They still believe the Dow's up 58 now, by the way. They still believe, well, no, and all this will all work out. There is nothing about the U.S. economy right now that I would describe as robust. And you have to remember something. We have been in a recovery for 5 years now. Basically, the Obama presidency. 5 years. I want to ask you something. When you look at how tepid the recovery has been, it's as though the stimulus is just forgotten. How much worse, really, do you think things could be right now without the stimulus? Explain how many jobs just fulfilling a liberal wish list created. The answer is damn near none. And you can go ahead and point to, well, this number of jobs and this number of jobs. The reality is, it is, in the big picture, a somewhat jobless recovery. And the problem is liberals think, well, yeah, companies out of the goodness of their hearts should just start hiring people. It doesn't work that way. And there's another elephant in the room here that I think Republicans are whiffing on a little bit. The uncertainty of Obamacare. Why the hell do you think he keeps unilaterally changing it? Why do you think he keeps... No, we're not going to do that. No, we'll push that back. because it's a disaster. And even all that, I think, really is doing is creating additional uncertainty for employers. Well, what the hell is he going to do now? When am I going to take the hit on this thing? And employers know they are going to take the hit on the thing. Individuals know they're going to take the hit on this thing. It is creating tremendous uncertainty with those that would hire and with those who would spend disposable income. That's what it's doing. And that uncertainty is holding the economy down. It's just the way it is. And an artificial stock market has not pulled it up. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.